Hello, Anne Douglas here, with a meditation practice to honor the divine feminine, or mother archetype, that lives in each of us, regardless of gender. That part of us that's unconditionally kind and loving, nurturing and generous. Take a moment to settle in and get comfortable. And set an intention for this practice. You might include the intention to honor the feminine archetype or the divine mother, or any other intention that feels right in this moment. You might also include the intention to remain alert and attentive to my voice and invitations. Now take a moment to picture and feel yourself in a place of sanctuary, a place where you can fully be yourself without pretense, where you can just be. This sanctuary can be a place in memory or a fantasy or just a feeling of well-being or a combination of these. As you imagine yourself in your sanctuary, notice how you feel. Perhaps there's a sense of peace or ease, a sense of being nourished. Is there anything else that you could add to your sanctuary that would contribute to your sense of well-being here? There are no rules or limits to this. So what might you like to bring into your sanctuary to deepen your sense of nourishment, ease, and well-being? If it feels right, you might imagine the love, light, energy, and infinite consciousness of the Universal Mother, the Divine Mother, infusing you with her unconditional love light. Imagine being bathed and healed and made whole by the Mother's unconditional love. Whatever's present for you in this sanctuary, take a few more moments to imagine and feel this. As we move on, feel free to touch into the felt sense of your sanctuary at any time through this practice or through the day. Know that it's always here for you as an unconditional respite of well-being. Now, become aware of the feeling of aliveness in your body. Notice what aliveness feels like. Feel deep into the very cells and atoms that vibrate and shimmer with electricity and light and consciousness. every cell of your being, filled with energy and light and awakeness. Each and every cell already awake and filled with essential vitality. This energy is Spanda, Shakti, Maha Tripura Sundari, Shakina, Tara, Kuan Yin, Kali, and you. The divine feminine energy that loves even those of us that feel unloved or unlovable. Feel this subtle yet fiercely loving tremor of life force that radiates and shines through you, giving you life. She is the animating energy that fills your whole being, including your heart, the organ of your heart chakra. Feeling this fiercely loving, nourishing, radiating energy lighting up your heart, your chest area. Lighting up your heart's desire or purpose that's seated as your destiny code for this lifetime. As you feel into your heart and feel this aliveness, what is it that calls to you? What is it that beats in this heart as a longing or wanting? That's also life's wanting for you, where your will and thy will of the divine are one and the same. Feeling your heart's desire. Once you have a felt sense of your heart's desire, see if you can formulate it into a one-sentence affirmation as a statement that claims it is already true. If no words come, not to worry. Just stay with the feeling. If you can find words but can't feel it, no problem. Just affirm the words several times as if they're already true now, as best you can. Set your heart's desire aside for now. We'll come back for it near the end of the practice. Feeling the whole body feeling now. Feel the contact points of your body on the surface underneath you. The pull of gravity drawing you downward. As if Mother Earth, Mother Gaia herself, is lovingly, gently drawing you closer to her. As a mother draws her child close. As you feel gravity's embrace, feel yourself held by Mother Earth. Nourished by her loving, gravitational embrace. Feel yourself letting go into Gaia's unconditional, ever-present, gravitational embrace. Now, open to the sensations in your mouth and be nourished by the subtle sense of taste. The simple pleasure of tasting. Open to the sensation in your ears as sounds caress your ears. Perhaps there's a nurturing or nourishing quality as sounds caress your ears. Open to the sensations in your nose, this portal for life breath, delivering life force to your body with each inhale and ease with each exhale. Open to the sense of sight, eyes opened or closed, and the pleasure of sensing light and dark. Both at once. Now open to all of the senses at once. Tasting, hearing, smelling, seeing, touching, all at once. Sensing through your whole being, not just the sense organs, but through your whole being. Feel sensations now in your neck. Shoulders. Arms, the whole of both arms. And hands. As you feel each body part, notice how they spontaneously relax and let go from your kind presence. Not expecting anything from your body in this moment, just meeting and feeling it as it is, as unconditional presence. Feeling your torso now, front, back, and the space in between. Feeling the whole of the torso with unconditional presence. Without needing it to be any other way than it is just now. Feeling your pelvis now, front, back, and the space in between. Feeling the whole of the pelvis with unconditional presence. Feeling your thighs and knees, calves and shins. Ankles and feet. Feeling the whole of both legs and feet with unconditional, kind presence. Now, take a moment to bring attention, which is light, energy, and consciousness, to any body part that might want or need a little extra presence as loving kindness. You might just let your attention be drawn somewhere spontaneously, or you might choose a specific body part or area. Unconditional presence and loving kindness here. Feel the whole body feeling now. Whole body feeling and the space around the body, both at once. Body feeling and space feeling melting into one another. Feeling the simple pleasure or even bliss of the body space feeling. Feel the breath as it moves in and out of your body. The spontaneous rise and fall. Being breathed. Nourishing, life-giving breath. A receiving and a giving from Divine Mother Consciousness. unconditional breathing. Breathing without a breather. Now, take a moment to feel the qualities of warmth, nourishing, kind warmth, like the warmth of embrace. Notice if any emotions or images accompany the sense of warmth. Now feeling the qualities of coolness, refreshing, invigorating coolness, like the embrace of a cool, refreshing breeze on a summer's day. Notice if any emotions or images accompany the sense of coolness. Now go back and forth between the two, warmth and coolness, a few times on your own. And at some point, feel both warmth and coolness at once. You might notice the mind innocently going back and forth as it tries to do both at once. But this isn't a task for the mind. This is a feeling inquiry. Feel the aperture of awareness opening out in all directions, opening to not two, but one. Not this or that, but the whole. Opening to openness itself, omnidirectionally. As you feel both at once, your sense of separate self may fade into the background, and your non-dual whole self may blossom into the foreground. Feeling in all directions at once. Localized sense of self dissolving like sugar into the wholeness that you have always been. Feel this omnipresence that you are. You might notice other accompanying qualities of silence, stillness. Abiding peace. Unconditional, welcoming presence. An infinite expression of divine feminine or universal mother consciousness. Feeling this. Being this. Take a moment now to recall your heart's longing and affirm it to yourself several times now as already true. And as you affirm it, feel it as true to the degree you can. And take a moment to imagine your life with your heart's desire as true. Allow images as if future memories come to you, revealing how life looks and feels for you when your heart's desire is true. As we begin to transition back into daily life, you might like to take a moment to set an intention to bring your heart's affirmation with you into your day as already true. Or you might set an intention to keep feeling the inner presence of your sanctuary of well-being, or the divine feminine or universal mother embracing you, expressing through you, as you. Taking your time to transition, perhaps stretching, moving your body in some way. May all beings know the unconditional welcoming and loving presence that we are. Jai Ma.